have church. Amen. I don't really have a title for this morning. I don't know. We might figure out something to call it later. It might just be prophecy or something. Excuse me. But if you got your Bible, let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Very familiar scriptures this morning. We're going to start in verse 7, just for time's sake. He says, and this is King James Version, he says, "But unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men," talking about Jesus. "Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into, first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers." Now, you have a lot of people today that I have been hearing, and I've been telling y'all for a while, that they say there are no modern-day prophets anymore. That is absolutely not so. Because it's not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but in the book of Acts, the church started. Right? And they had apostles, and they had prophets, and they had the pastors, and they had the teachers, and they will be until there is no more time for the church. And he goes on and he tells here why he gave them. He says, "For the perfecting of the saints," that would be all of us, right? He says, "For the work of the ministry," why? God has an end time harvest, he's got to get in. He says, "For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect," that word means mature man, "unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive." He says, "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." So these are still here today, every one of them. You know, a lot of them are saying there's no more apostles today. That's absolutely not true. Apostles are the ones that starts works, and they are the foundation of ministries. Remember that in the book of Acts, what they did? The lay people and all of that, they came and they did what? Sat at the apostles' feet and listened to their teaching. Because they are the ones that has the foundation and everything. So all of these are still here today. Now, I want to go back to... see how I want to start this. Okay, 2016, I did not know who to vote for. I always try to pray, seek the Lord about who to vote for, because my will's not always His will, and I need to find what His plan is. Not my own plan, do my own thing. So I began praying and seeking the Lord about who to vote for, because I had never heard of Donald Trump. The only thing I had ever heard of him was things they had showed on TV before about where he'd built some casinos, I think, and Trump Towers or something other. But that was about it. I really didn't, and other than he had money, I really didn't know that much about him. And so I'm seeking the Lord and everything, and I can't remember if it popped up on Facebook or if I began to hunt it. But Clements, how you say it, I had been aware of his ministry, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 years after we got saved, maybe somewhere down that line or whatever. And I had listened to him and all that, but I hadn't heard anything from him or even thought about him crossing my mind for years until this come up about the 2016 election. So however it come up, I listened to the prophecies, and he had some about Trump, and I listened to him. And it bore witness with my spirit of what he was saying, that he would be the president, that he was the one that God had chosen to be the president, and that he had chosen him for 2 terms. So, I mean, his faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's not just talking about when you read the Bible or somebody's preaching a message. He's talking about all the word of God. Now, prophets today in our modern day time, they do not play the same role that they played in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, if you wanted a word from the Lord, you had to go find you a prophet. Why? Everybody did not have the word of the Lord. The Spirit of God, the Bible said they didn't have the Spirit in them. He would come upon them. But if you read the Bible, when he talks about the kings or anybody that wanted a word of the Lord, they would say, go speak to Elijah. Go find Ezekiel, or whoever that the case might be, the prophet was at the time. But nowadays, after Jesus ascended, after he was crucified, the Bible says the veil was torn. Now every one of us have access by faith through grace into the Holy of Holies, right? We are his sheep. We hear his voice. We don't go ask the prophet, you know, give us a word from the Lord. We can hear from him ourselves. But yet at the same time, prophets today are doing exactly what they are called to do, exactly what they're doing. And when we listen to them and we hear them and they're true prophets speaking the word of the Lord, there should be a bearing witness in your spirit that this is the truth. You may not understand everything that they're saying, you know, because, I mean, as they see in the future, just like when you read the book of Revelation, what he wrote wasn't necessarily what he saw. What he saw, what he wrote was the best way he could describe what he saw. And a lot of that is open to a lot of different interpretation. So with that, I want Beth is going to play us a prophecy. This is the first one that I heard about Donald Trump was going to be the president. And when I heard it, I got into agreement with it, and I've believed it all this time.
One, but I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for 2 terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts. Now God says, a president that I will bring into the White House, and they will say, he is ungodly. He does not know God. But even as Jesus disguised himself for the great feast, so I have disguised this man's heart. And when he comes to the White House, not only shall he be mine, but he shall pray as a man that has never prayed in the White House. Is anybody excited about this? That same man, says the Spirit of God, shall put his feet onto this platform. And God says, they will say, how did this take place? Laws shall change. Young men and young women shall have access into the kingdom, and with authority into politics, and with authority into the industries that now have been controlled by darkness, because of this man that shall rule for another 2 terms. For 2 terms, God said, do not fear, for the Lord says there will be no unnecessary stuff, but there will be things that men shall question. Fear not, for you shall sit in that seat, and suddenly my Spirit shall come upon him and baptize him with a fire and with anointing, says the Spirit of the Lord. Come on! No more war! 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 Come on! You listen to me! Time for war has gone. The time of war has gone. Peace shall reign the streets as they have, but not like before. Listen to me. Time of war has gone. Time for peace has come. And I will walk in your streets again. Shall receive a man.
Thank you so much for watching.
That's awesome, amen. Did y'all notice that was 2007? There's no way anybody can know the things and be as accurate as what he was without the Spirit of God. Because God had the plan from the beginning, right? But yet, at the same time, he involves us with it. You know, and I thank the Lord that he actually has been so gracious and so merciful on America. Because I'm telling you, there's some of us, we have no idea what was about to happen to the church and people all over the world. And I thank God that, you know, whether you like him, whether you don't like him, it's not about that. It's about the plan that God has. And every one of us, as a Christian, are supposed to be on God's side, working in God's plan. And now that that's taken, well, I'm just getting a little bit ahead of myself. Let me see what my next scripture is. Gosh. Maybe we need to play the next one, Beth, before I say all of that. Well, before you start that, let me say some things about that. Did y'all notice in the prophecy what he said, two terms? That fooled me. Y'all remember me standing up here and telling y'all in 2020 that Trump would be the next president? I was totally convinced of it. Well, then when he wasn't, you know, a lot of people would be like, they don't know what they're talking about. False prophet, no. I went back. I said, God, I know he didn't miss it. I missed something somewhere. Well, do y'all remember hearing he said two terms, and then he goes on, and God says, oh, and I will fool the people. Yes, I will. That is this what we're in right now. That is the fooling of the people. That's where he talked about just as Jesus was disguised at the feast. Remember, they tried to find him. They was going to kill him and all of that, but they couldn't even find him. That's exactly what God done. God took Trump, and he hid him for just a little while. And we don't have time, but there's another prophecy. I didn't bring it this morning. You can go look this up on YouTube or Facebook or whatever for yourself. And then there's another prophecy that he gives. I don't remember what the date, maybe 2009, something like that. But he gives and he's standing there, he's playing the piano, and he begins to put out a call. He said, God says, where is that man? I'm calling him back. Come back. That's what just happened. Why? How many knows? I did not know that we was being lied to the degree that we was, from our government, from the news, from Facebook, until Trump got in the White House. And maybe y'all did. Maybe I was the one that was fooled. I don't know. I thought if it's on the news, it's the facts, right? Ain't that what the news used to be? They used to tell you what the facts are, and if it wasn't the facts, they just didn't say it. Well, that's not the case anymore. And when Trump got in the White House the first time, and he began to be a trumpet, remember what he said whenever he got in the first time? He said, I'm going to drain the swamp, the corruption. I thought, I don't know nothing about no corruption. I knew all of them weren't exactly right, you know, but I thought they had our best interest at heart, right? But anyway, I come to find out, and then he began to call it out. He began to say the fake news back there, and I'm thinking, fake news? What in the world is he talking about? You know, and then he would call out, you know, and a lot of people don't like it because he had some of these names for some people. But what he's doing is telling you what they are. See, I don't live there. I don't hang out with these people. All I know about these people are senators, our governors, our presidents, all this stuff like that, other than what I see and what I hear. He's up there with them. So he began to call them out. You know, I think one was Adam Pencil Neck Shifty Shift. Y'all remember that one? Why'd he call him Shifty Shift? If y'all remember, it was Shifty Shift, which was Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and that Chuck Schumer down there in the basement of the White House conducting all these hearings in secret. Y'all remember that? So he begins to call them out. And boy, did he call them out. He's got some now that, what's his name? Newsom? Yeah, y'all don't know who I'm talking about? The governor of California, Newsom? His name is not Newsom, it's Newsom. But according to Trump and God, it is Newsom. See, you think God wouldn't talk like this, but he does. God calls corrupt, corrupt. And he don't play no bones about it. He just spits it out the way that it is. And if y'all remember me telling y'all, I don't know how many months back, but it's been a while, that it was coming to down, this is light versus darkness. This is like the 450 prophets of Baal with Elijah. This is, you better get on the Lord's side and you better get on there now. Why? Because judgment was coming and it's now here. To those that have been corrupt. And I'm not just talking about the White House. I'm talking about in the churches. You understand there's some churches that have become corrupt according to the Word of God. I mean, we have some here that is split in different things because of going against what God's Word says to do. And putting in leadership and different things like that. Those that God calls ungodly. How many knows God don't take that lightly? He said in the Old Testament, he said, I'll raise up shepherds after my own heart that will shepherd you. And that's exactly what God is looking for. And those that have not been, not that you're perfect, but those that have not been, they're coming down. Why? God said they're going to fall in the fall, and he wasn't just talking about those in the White House. The Bible says judgment begins where? In the house of God. Because we, the house of God, are the ones that are held the most responsible. Why? Because we are supposed to be getting it from God and taking it to the world, right? And that, did you notice also? But anyway, that's where I got fooled. So I went back and I listened to that and I thought, God, you are something else. Let me tell you, if God wants to fool you, you are fooled. I don't care who you are, what you know, what you think you know. If God says he's going to fool the people, you better believe the people were fooled. And I'm like, okay, God, that's where I missed it. So I picked that back up, and I kept on with it and everything. And so this time I knew what God was saying, that he, Trump, would get in the White House again, and God was going to do what he was going to do, right? And he was going to speak. Go ahead and play that one, Beth. Oh, let me say this. I'm sorry. Did y'all notice in that he said he will bring the walls of protection on this country? He could have just said protection. He said the wall, the border wall. The walls of protection, right? That's what he done when he got in there the first time, and they didn't finish it. And now he's going to bring the walls of protection on this country like we've never had it. It's going to be great, I'm telling you. And listen, there may be, God's got to get out the bad. God is sick of the corruption. Why? God loves his people. His people has cried out to him. We have prayed. We have fasted. We have sought the Lord. We have repented. And God has heard us. And in that, God, it was God's plan all along. But how he does? He works with us. God told us how to vote. And then we, with our actions, we go and vote. Why? God's not going to stand at the voting booth. His people does it. But everything that he does, he has to work along with his people that are his sheep and that hear his voice. Amen? Go ahead, Beth, with that. Because I can't remember how long this one is.
Pandemonium. Pandemonium in the White House, in the higher regions, and below the earth, in Italy and in Rome. All of this uncovered but unspoken of. Do you realize that things are happening that you know not of? Because they are hidden from you, says the Lord. But look to the fall. Yet there is a tumultuous
rendering that is coming. I stand to protect spring, but fall, you are rebelling. Or is it that possibly the Spirit of God will cause many to fall in fall? Then there is the earth that wishes to tremble. Shake, for the nations of the earth stand waiting. He is quiet. He shall not return. This God is too quiet. But my mercy endures forever. However, there is an uncovering of great evil. And I will start from the top. I have shaken the Democrats and will shake the Republicans even more. But remember, when these tremors and when these tumultuous moments happen, Summer says, I will take it so that the fall can do its work in America. The auto industry of this nation shall rise, and they shall disappoint the expectations of the East. And they shall say, what do they have? Why does America still prosper? Princes of darkness and demonic powers are raging for these two extremely wicked terror organizations to be pierced with the sword of the Lord. Summer, take it. For thus says the Lord, I will prosper my people. And during the fall, there shall be many that shall fall, and many that shall rise from the dust. The earth is standing prepared. I shall take it, for the summer shall bring forth much in the temperatures. Strange July. Hypnotic November. And oh, Christmas, where winter shall say, and me, I will make them happy. For God says, I have chosen each season to manifest something. My will shall be done, and it shall come to pass that I shall bring sign after sign, and in the fall, that which comes down is that which was able to be shaken. And I will build and release the resources, and in the fall will show you whom I have chosen to pray for and guide this nation. You shall rejoice, for it is my man. It is my chosen David, says the Lord.
Five words.
I don't know if I don't get you on fire, but it does me. And then there's others. I mean, other prophecies that I didn't know exactly how much time we would have this morning. But it talks about, he's talking about the earth is waiting for the sons of God, the manifestation of the sons of God to speak to it, to bring forth the resources that we need here in the earth, that they're already here. There's not a lack of money. There's not a lack of oil. There's not a lack of resources or anything. But how many knows, just like we've been talking about, that God's been speaking to us about Mark 11, 20, 22, 23, and 24, right? He said, what does he say? He said, whenever you pray, believe that you receive them. He says, if the mountain's in your way, speak to the mountain. If it's a rock, whatever it is that is standing in the way of us doing the will of God, we, by faith in our heart and speaking out of our mouth, the mountain has to move. And he talks about a greater faith that is coming to the body of Christ. And he talks about an outpouring of God's Spirit like this world has never, ever seen. So with that, I want to read this. Let me see here. Beth, put up the Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, please, in the Amplified. We'll just read it from there. He says, but the time is coming when the earth shall be filled with the knowledge, look what it says, of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, let's look at, let me read you that definition. I looked up that word knowledge in that particular verse. It says, to know, to ascertain by seeing. Now, let's look at Acts chapter 2. Other prophecies, he calls Trump a prophet. How many knows you can be a prophet and you don't even know you're a prophet? Usually that's the best kind because they don't try to have a title. But if y'all remember when he came in the first time, he came in as a trumpet and he said, I'm going to drain the swamp. The second time he started running, what did he say? He said, this is going to be too big to rig. God said on there, he said, in the fall, I'm going to show you the man that I have chosen, my David. Did he show or did he show? He got the popular vote. He got the president vote. He got the Senate. And we're waiting on the House, which would not surprise me if it don't go to. Why? Because God says there's no going to be no mistake in the one that he's chosen. So what do we do now? We don't stop praying because now the work begins. The devil's not going to just lay down because God has put his person in there. And how many knows everything's not just going to fall in place. We're still needed. We're still needed to share the gospel with people. We're still needed to stand up for the Lord. I mean, whatever it is that he needs, we're still needed to pray. Right? So we can't just quit because we think that the battle has been won. The battle has not been won as far as the whole thing. Because there's so much that God wants to do. He spoke about the auto industry. Y'all remember what Trump has been saying, right? You remember what the plan was? The auto industry, he was going to bring it back and they was going to increase. What did he just say? Trump is a prophet and I don't even think he knows it. He's talking about the election. He said this thing's going to be too big to rig. It was too big to rig. I seen on there the other night, and they said they have 20 million more votes in 2020 than what they did this election. You kidding me? How'd that happen? They said they had record vote and turnouts of people that had never even, first-time voters that had never voted before. There was a man on the news, he was 72 years old, and he had never voted before, but he was voting in this one. The Amish even came out and voted. And I'm like, God, this is like the call to Noah's Ark. Y'all remember that, right? God told Noah to build the ark when it got time. Who? Did him and his sons go out there and round up two elephants and two jaguar and two creeping things on? No. God put out a call and those animals, two of every kind that he chose, came. What happened this time? God put out a call. The trumpet began to blow the trumpet. God put out the call and his people showed up. And they was amazed. The Latinos, they was saying the Latinos, he's not doing good with the Latinos. They were some of the greatest voters. Kudos to you and yours, Johnny. Y'all did good, man. But see, a lot of people, their carnal thinking was because of the issues about the border that Latinos and Mexicans and all that would be voting for them. That is not what happened. Because how many knows people that love God, they love righteousness. They love truth. They love justice, right? So let's look at this verse here. What did I tell y'all? Acts chapter 2, yeah. Now, this has already happened. This was actually prophesied by Joel. And it has already happened, but it's going to happen again according to the Lord and according to the prophecies that Kim has. Like I said, I don't have time because I don't know how long a lot of these would take. Some of them's kind of long, some of them short. But God is going to pour out his spirit again. Why do you think he just had us all to come into agreement according to his word of Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 and 38, and Mark 11, 24, and ask, like he said, for the laborers that he said to ask for, and we received them, right? We got them. Aubrey, April's not here, and she said, I wish there was somebody here to take Miss April's place when she's not here. Now, I want to go to class. Maybe I can slip in Miss Sandy's class. I said, no, you can't. You're going to sit here. But my point to all that is we need the laborers. And we have received them. And God knows that we need them, right? Because there's no way that we can do what God has chosen for us to do here in this house and out in this community and this world with just us. A lot of us are already doing quite a bit of stuff, you know, in more than one kind of ministry and different things like that. But in the last days, look what he says he's going to do. And this is going to be on a level like we have never seen. It's going to be on a greater level than this right here was. This was just on the ones that was in the upper room. This that's coming again is going to be on the entire body of Christ and the call going out to the lost like has never been before. Kim prophesied and he said they will be not be a street that don't have a house church on it. Can you imagine that? A street that does not have a house church on it. Right now we got a few little churches right here on these corners from the red light or whatever, but a street that does not have a house church. That's amazing to me. He goes on here in verse, 16? I got this in Amplified. Betha, put it on the screen if you don't have one. It says, but instead, let me back up a little bit. The verses up before this is because they got filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues and all that. So they're telling them they're drunk and all that. And he's telling them, no, it's an early hour or whatever. And we pick it up here in verse 15. Excuse me. It says, for these men are not drunk, as you imagine, for it is only the third hour, about 9 a.m. of the day. But instead, this is the beginning. Notice what he said, the beginning. He didn't say this is the one-time thing that Joel spoke about. He says, this is the beginning. He says, of what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days. We are in the last of the last days, I'm telling you. He says, God declares that I will pour out of my spirit upon all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, telling forth the divine counsels. And your young men shall see visions, divinely granted appearances. And your old men shall dream divinely suggested dreams. Yes, and on my men servants and on my maid servants in those days I will pour it out of my spirit and they shall prophesy, telling forth the divine counsels and the predicting future events pertaining especially to God's kingdom. Where are we in this Bible? We're in New Testament, right? There's no way the prophets can be done away with, right? He's saying it right here. You are going to be the prophets, right? You are going to be the men servants, the maid servants, and your children, right? That's going to be prophesying, that's going to be having these dreams and these manifestations of God. So if that's the case, there's no way what a lot of people are saying can be true today. See, the devil doesn't want you to hear this. The reason why he would want us to believe that there are no prophets today, because the Bible says if you believe the prophets, you will prosper. Why? They say the word of the Lord bears witness in your spirit, and you begin to say, and you begin to say, and you begin to say. Then before you know it, it's like too big to rig. Everybody's saying it. It's got to come to pass. That stuff just gets me stirred up. Then you go on here, and he says, 18, I'll read that one again. Yes, and on my men servants also, and on my maid servants, in those days I will pour out of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, telling forth the divine counsels and predicting future events pertaining especially to God's kingdom. And I will show wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth beneath. Ain't that what he just got through saying on that prophecy that God was going to do? He says, and I will show wonders in the sky and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and smoking vapor. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the obvious day of the Lord comes. And great and notable and conspicuous and renowned that day. And it shall be that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, invoking, adoring, and worshiping the Lord, Christ shall be saved. Now this, like I said, this has already been done. Joel prophesied it. It happened in the book of Acts there upon those that was waiting in the upper room like Jesus had told them to go do. But he's going to pour out his spirit again. And that's what God has been doing all this time. You know, those of us that are here this morning and some that's not here that for whatever reason this morning, we are the pillars that are in this house. Y'all are the pillars that God has been making. You know, you wonder sometimes, God, why do I go through this? I was reminded a couple times this morning about the prophecy. And that's how this church, God spoke about this church through prophecy, through Roy Ralph. He come to our church. Most of you heard the story, but I want to tell it again. He come to our church. First time we had ever seen him. We didn't even know there was such a thing as a prophets or anything like that. And he calls Scotty up there, and he begins to prophesy to him, and he tells him. Now, at this time, Scotty's working at what was J&H. We hadn't, I don't even know if we'd been saved a year yet. I don't think so, but could have been somewhere around in that. We never met him or anything, and Scotty's working at J&H, a lumber company, and I mean, he's having a hard time. I am still a wreck. I mean, y'all think I was wrecked not too long ago or now. You should have seen me way back years ago, I'm telling you. I mean, that poor man, he went through it. Which now I did him too, because he wasn't all of that. But anyway, not to get on all that. He's going through it at work. He's going through it at the time clock. Y'all have heard the stories where they're taunting him and saying bad things about him and calling him Bible bumper, thumper, and one guy spit on him. And I mean, just different stuff. He's going through it left and right. And then he comes home, you know, and I ain't got the praise and worship music going on. You know, I'm saved. That's all I am. I'm saved. You know, God didn't get to work a lot with me like he did Scotty, because I only see Scotty. So usually he's my sandpaper. But anyway, he comes to the church and he prophesies to him and he tells him, he says, you are a stake. He said, I see you. He said, you are a stake. He said, and you are being beat down and beat down and beat down. He said, but there's a lifeline, and this is what sounded so weird. There's a lifeline that comes from you that holds up the church. We didn't have a clue. What in the world is this guy talking about? You know, there's a lifeline that comes from you that holds up the church. No, Jesus holds up the church, you know, and all this stuff and everything. Well, here you are. But see, sometimes the reason why you go through a lot of stuff is because you are the stake that is being beat down and beat down and beat down. Why? Because God has to have things on the inside of me and you that when times get hard, we don't run. That when times get hard, we allow the things that comes against us, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, people, whatever that the case may be, the bank, whatever that the case may be, we do what's right? And we allow these things to use our faith to become stepping stones up higher and higher into the kingdom of God. So that those, when God does bring those that are not church and they got their 15 kids and we got no nursery and they're sitting out here with us, that y'all don't go, I can't even go to church. I have no peace at church. Y'all think I'm telling you it's coming. It's coming. I know we've been saying that for a long time, but how many knows? He's coming. And the Apostle Paul thought it was so close he was coming in his day. I believe it's so close he's going to come in my day. I don't believe that I will die first. I believe that I will fly, that the rapture will come. That's how close this thing is in my heart. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. But you know what? The Bible talks about those that believe what I'm talking about, they purge themselves so that they're ready. They feel, they get the extra oil that they need, because the hour that we're living in, honey, a lot of people have gotten distracted. A lot of people have gotten distracted by the times and the seasons that we live in. And just like he said on the prophecy, demonic spirits have been raging against the church. They begin to tell us we're going to lose our 501c if we tell y'all certain things. They blocked your pastor, wouldn't let his messages go on YouTube, I don't know how many times, say when he was spreading misinformation. Well, who is the one that is censoring us that can tell us what misinformation is? Just tell me the information and I will discern for myself. Do you understand? That's called censorship. Back when Trump was on Twitter, they did what to him? Locked his account. That's censorship. You know why Elon Musk bought it back? Freedom. I have an X account. I can go on X and say anything I want to say, whether it's true, whether it's not true, and it'll be up to whoever's listening to it to discern and decide whether they want to believe it. I like that. That's what this country was founded on, right? I should not have to tiptoe and think about everybody in the room's feelings and everybody what they know and don't know and what their education is and all of that by what I say. I say what I say, and you do what you choose to do with it. Just like tiptoeing around everybody's feelings, you know, and trying to tell us, you know, you look like a man, and so we call you a sir. I'm not a sir. Well, I'm sorry, you look like a sir. I'm not a sir. We don't go along with your mental illness. Do you understand some of our teachers? I'm not talking about necessarily here in Blountsville, but I've heard of them. That whenever they did that stuff in school and they want to be the kids, want to be the cats and all, they could not tell them no. They would lose their job. See, we don't know. Even God said on the prophecy, we didn't know the things that was being done in the darkness. They was hidden from us. Why? We don't live there. And unless God just reveals something to us or what, we don't know what goes on over there. And that's one of the reasons why we should be praying for our government. I mean, I'm telling you, people, we have this thing so backwards. We got NFL players and even college ball players that make more money than our teachers and our daycares and all of that. That's crap. That should not be. Why? You're talking about the next generation, but no, we'll pay for our entertainment. But we don't want to pay no extra for no teachers. That's backwards. Because you're looking at the next generations of this America for as long as however that she stays here. But you know what? God wants to turn things around. And we are the ones that are called to cooperate with Him, to pray forth His plan whenever He reveals it to us. Just like He said, go vote. I believe everybody that was able to vote, I believe y'all went and voted. I mean, we shout this stuff every year. You know, I mean, this ain't something we just started. And it's not, you know, there's some that would say, you know, well, the church shouldn't be involved in politics. The church is not involved in politics. But wherever we're not, the devil is. And we should be in our government. Why? They work for us. They're supposed to. But when they go unchecked for so long, because sometimes we lazy, and we don't do the things that we should do, we don't take the time to see what they've been voting for on their votes and what they've been saying all this time. Just like one of them that was winning, that was not for fracking, you know, and we're for open borders, you know, everybody got to have the same opportunity and all that. And then all of a sudden, a little time goes by and you flip-flop. Now you're for fracking. Really? But see, the devil will tell you anything if you'll eat it. But God's people won't eat it. That scripture that I read over there in Ephesians 4, where it talks about that we would not be children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. I pray for us almost every day. And I pray that prayer. And when I get to that part, I say, thank you, Lord. You said in your word, according to Matthew, that we could, if it was possible, even the very elect would be deceived. But thank you, God, it's not possible. And we are your elect. So I thank you, Father, that each one of us that's born again, we have the same spirit of truth that abides within us, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that He is the Holy Spirit of truth abiding on the inside of us. Thank you, Father, for your word that you've given to us, God. You said your word is truth. Thank you, Father, for your Son Jesus that you've given unto us, the Christ. God, you said He is the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, also, you said that you resist the proud, God, but you give grace to the humble. And so, therefore, Father, we humble ourselves. And we get your grace. You understand, you don't have to be deceived. But it's going to be your choice. It's not the will of God for us to be deceived. But see, in the last days, that's what it is, the deception. And what the devil just done was tried to, out of time, bring forth and set up his kingdom. And there will be a time for that. But God says it's not now. So he had mercy and grace upon us, and he moved. And he set the one over there in the White House, the one that he has chosen for America. And listen, it's not only for America. Because in case y'all hadn't noticed, I think it was either a day or 2 days after the election results came out that Trump was the president, Hamas says, maybe we need a ceasefire. I'm thinking, yeah, your daddy's back now, so to speak. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Why? Because they a little bit weary of him. They don't quite know exactly what he'll do and what he wants. You know what I'm saying? They still remember the Soleimani deal, or however you say that, and everything. Well, see, it wasn't just for America. God did what he did for the entire world. Why? He don't just love America. He loves everybody. And see, just like you've got this administration that's been in there that say they stand with Israel. No, they have not. They've given them a few bombs. And listen to me. He talks about on one of these about Trump is going to make some decisions and they're going to look like they're not right. He said, but hang on. Don't get in fear. Just like this, I heard one of the prophecies, and I think it may be the one that I brought you where he said heads of children have been taken. Y'all remember that one? October the 8th, I think I brought it. Well, in that one, he says, Israel and Western nations, so you shall put your foot down on Turkey. You shall put your foot down on Syria. So it may be that we have to get a little bit involved with this to stop this. You know what I'm saying? Because he said, no more war. But sometimes it's hard to separate the bad apples out without upsetting the apple cart. So, I mean, if things start happening, don't ever get in fear. Trust God, even if you don't understand. That's what faith does, right? It trusts Him. It don't have to know it. It don't have to see it, but it knows God, right? So I would encourage you, to... Now what we have to do, I believe, is we have to unite together. You know, some people, they voted for Biden and Harris or whatever, and that's fine. Everybody has a choice. You know, you make your own decisions or whatever, and that's fine. But that's not who got it. So now what we have to do is we have to come together and unite the body of Christ. Unite the nation, right? Because God does not like division. And anywhere that the nation is divided, how many know Satan gets in there? That's his thing, to steal, kill, and destroy, to divide and to conquer. And now our thing is to bring unity, just like the scripture that I read there in Ephesians. You know, just like there has been families and whole churches and different things divided on this, because it's been like the 450 prophets of Baal and Elijah, to where those of us that are, I don't want to use the word hardcore Christians or whatever, I know you got some that are mimsy-pamsy, you know, they're kind of like a chameleon, you know, but then you've got others, they are who they are, and they're for the Lord. And so when you can't go along with some people's stuff, even if they say they're a Christian or not, it can divide. So now what God wants us to do, I believe, is to bring healing. You know, to let all that stuff go, all that don't even matter no more. It is what it is now, and now we got to go forward. You know, so I would encourage you to try to unite people. And actually, Kim has a prophecy about a woman that's coming. Have y'all heard that one? A woman is coming, and she's got big, beautiful eyes, he said. I think I know who she is, too, but anyway. And says she will help Trump, and she'll bring healing to the nations. The drug cartels are going to be afraid of her. She's going to be an Esther, is what she is. I got to stop because our time is up. Does anybody want to